Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
808 on this New Year's Eve, of course. Part of New Year's Eve is the fireworks and the effect that it has on our furry little friends. And who better to talk to than our bestest friend and also the best friend your little furry friend could ever have, Dr. Claire Guichard, who is a veterinarian over at, tell me, Dr. Claire, I don't have it in front of me right now.
No worries. Lakeview Veterinary Hospital in New Orleans.
Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. Tell me about what is it, because I don't think you and I have ever had this conversation. I appreciate you coming on at such short notice, but it can be so upsetting to pets. I just want people to be able to do whatever they can to make it easy for them. What is it about the fireworks that scares them so much, and have they ever done any research? I know back in the day they used to call it gun shy, I think, when they were training dogs for the military.
Exactly.
What is it that goes on there? What's happening in the dog's head?
Yeah, so I know, you know, dogs all have different personalities. Mm-hmm. And so exactly what you said, when they're in hunting camp and training, some of them, even at the same age from the same litter, are terrified of the gunshots. And then other dogs are like, huh, what's that? But then they get positive rewards and then they don't care. They desensitize to it. But the other ones that are more anxious or fearful, they sometimes can't get over it, even with, you know, positive rewards like treats and things like that. So sometimes it's just part of who they are genetically, that they're just a little bit more timid and more scared. And the fireworks are so loud, and then there's flashing lights. It's a lot of chaos. And so usually, in order to make sure that our dogs are not going to be terrified, we try and make the environment more welcoming for them. So we put them in a closet or the bathroom. I mean, if they're a young puppy, do what the hunters do and try and expose them with, you know, positive rewards of peanut butter, cheese. But if they're freaking out, you know, they're wide-eyed, they're drooling, they're pacing, they're just panting a ton, you can put them in the closet with some music, like a bone to chew on. Same thing with cats. Just have their litter box, their food, their favorite bed, and maybe just put it in the bathroom with no windows. So they're a little bit, you know, more desensitized to all the flashing lights and loud booms. You can also try Benadryl. It doesn't work as well for cats as it does dogs. And honestly, it's just the side effect of the Benadryl that can cause drowsiness. Most of our dogs are going to be so anxious, their body's going to override any, you know, like antihistamine sedation. But it's 25 milligrams per pound. So if you have a 25-pound dog, you can give them 25 milligrams of Benadryl. A 50-pound dog can get 2 tablets of the 25 milligram Benadryl. And that usually kicks in like an hour or two, but that's kind of your top end of the dose. So then you need to reach out to your vet for actual, like, anxiety medication.
Yeah, and I wanted to address that as well. You don't want to give a dog medicine that you're taking, be it Xanax, be it Klonopin, whatever. I don't mean to go into the what do you call it, the physician's drug reference here or anything. But it can affect a dog completely, or an animal completely different than it can a human being, right? So the best intentions can cause some disastrous consequences.
That is exactly right. It is really peculiar and frustrating. Even with dogs and cats, there are some things that, you know, dogs can have that would kill cats. So even just with animals in themselves, there's toxicities. But some drugs, yeah, we use, and they're the same as humans, but different dosing. So I completely agree with you. Desperate times, just try and be there to comfort your pet versus reaching for your own medication.
So I can remember Betsy the Boxer, God rest her soul, just trembling, and you feel so bad. You just want to do something. Is there anything that you can do? Do they like to be held close to you? Is that what you do to kind of comfort them through all of this?
Yeah, so usually trying to distract them by, you know, like giving them belly rubs, again, moving them to a room that maybe has less sensitization. So if it's your bedroom, go under the covers, under the bed, let them kind of do their thing. They are scared, but they know that you're in the room and they're protecting themselves, and they will be better tomorrow. And you'll know in the future, like, okay, this is something we're going to have to work for. July 4th coming up, we're going to start a day before, so that their anxiety doesn't escalate to the point that you can't bring them back down.
And if you are leaving the dog or the cat and you know, you're crating the dog or whatever, and you're going out to a celebration, anything you can leave for them, white noise or anything else to make it less stressful?
Exactly, yes. Keep that TV on in the living room as loud as you can. You know, close the curtains. Maybe put out some extra treats or toys that you know they like. I would do all those things and hope that when you come home, everyone's okay. So make sure you keep your indoor outdoor cats inside. And if your pets, you know, take them on frequent potty breaks before you leave, because once they hear a firework, they may not be going back outside for the rest of the night.
Thank you, doctor. Tell me how you pronounce your last name.
Yeah, Guichard.
Guichard or Guichard?
Like Richard, but Guichard.
Guichard. All right. I want to make sure I got that right. Thank you. We had some discussion about that. Dr. Claire Guichard, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye. We'll talk to Ronald Serpa as we come back. WWL. 818, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Ronald Serparis, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville State Police, head of the Washington, Nashville City Police, head of the Washington State Police, and one of the nicer guys you'll ever want to meet. How you doing, Chief?
I'm wonderful, Tommy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Let's talk about the year in review. What was good about, not that crime is good, but what were some of the things about the fight against crime that stuck out to you that were good, and what were some of the things that didn't work out so well and need to be improved upon?
Well, the first news is always the best news, and that is the numbers are down, and they're down across many of the categories. John Zimmerman and Missy Wilkinson wrote a really good story today in the Times-Picayune that kind of encapsulates some of these ideas. So the momentum, right, the number one idea is that there's momentum continuing to grow in reducing crime in the city of New Orleans. The second thing is that this overtime issue is going to participate greatly in how the new administration determines what should be the size of the NOPD for at least the 4 years of the Moreno administration and likely the 8 years of the Moreno administration. And the reason that's so important, Tommy, is because if this success over the last 2 to 3 years has been done with the use of tens of millions of dollars of overtime, then it definitely says there has to be a realignment of how many people are going to be on the team, how many people are needed to get the job done, because you can't do overtime for the rest of your life. Thirdly, there's always going to be the potential of spikes and changes, but this is a good sign that over a couple years now, there's been steady increases in better cooperation with Mr. Williams' office, which is always the thing a police chief needs. The city council, many might think, were completely absent at the switch when all this overtime debacle happened. I don't think they'll be absent at the switch again, which will put more pressure on the police department in the city to do the very same things that Mayor Morial's administration and the city council demanded, that Landrieu's administration and the city council demanded of accountability of money given to the NOPD and the city. So those are good things, right? It sounds like it's a bad thing. No, it's really a good thing, because the duality of the council and the administration, or the legislature and the governor, or the Congress and the president checking each other constantly on the money that the hard-earned citizens' money goes to, is crucial. So let's look for good news in a new administration, and every administration has a chance to be new.
Because the missing part of that is, it's easy to say, well, you know what, all you need is X amount of police officers if crime is down, but the missing part of that is the overtime.
Absolutely, because the overtime has created a false equivalency of numbers of people, if you will, actively ready to do the job. So when the auditor releases their report, we'll get a sense of how much of that overtime went to actually fighting crime versus other ideas. When the inspector general finishes their report on the general overtime policies and practices, those will be good roadmaps. Look, they're going to be ugly, Tommy. They're going to be ugly, and they're going to point out deficiencies that need to be fixed. But good leaders take that as an opportunity to build and grow, and I'm sure that superintendent's going to do that. I'm sure the mayor's going to do that. But the ultimate thing, Tommy Temple, comes down to this. Whether you're a new police chief, a new mayor, a new governor, or a new president, it's an opportunity for you to see things with a different set of lenses. It's an opportunity for you to make bold and aggressive and dramatic change. I think working for Cantrell should be like every joke about the rearview mirror. I don't need to look where I've been. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what that was. But here we need to see the opportunity for a new administration to make the demands of the police department and the other agencies to continue the crime downward trend. Let's wish Moreno a good happy new year and a good first year as a mayor.
Well said indeed. Let me take a break. I want to talk about national trends and what could be behind that as well. 822, talking to Ronald Surpass as we do about crime every Wednesday morning. Traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Spent how many years on the job, Chief?
34.
34 years on the job. So let's talk about the national trends about murder in bigger cities, and going back to that article that you cited earlier that was in at NOLA.com, written by, I like to give credit to the authors, as you did, to John Zimmerman and Missy Wilkinson. Why is murder down? Is this something that we're taking a holistic, systematic approach to why murder was bad and diffusing the situation, or is it just a cyclical thing and those numbers are going to go right back to where they were eventually?
It's at least something in between. I mean, effective policing can make some differences in crime, I think, and very bad policing can make very bad outcomes in crime. But at the national level, there's one thing to always consider, that at least half of all violent crime goes unreported in the country. We know that. We know less than 40% in urban centers, cities, crime goes unreported, violent crime. But murder is the one that we can count generally. When you look at murder over the 50 years I've been in this business now, you see cycles. Many of those cycles can be attached to birth rate cohort studies, like what's the number of kids coming in a certain break of time that are falling into these incredibly horrific conditions of fatherless homes, mm-hmm. poor education, poor income, poor opportunities. You'll see some changes in there. The other thing is, I was on the board of Cure Violence, which was Dr. Gary Slutkin's idea that's being replicated around the city. It's a good around the country. It's a good idea to have violence interrupters. Those don't hurt. That's exactly what John and Missy were talking about. However, when you do have people who are engaged in multiple repeat acts of violence in the domestic violence category, for one, which we see some issues there this year, or certainly in young men who are on the streets, living on the streets with little or no care to the future. So there's other strategies used for them. One of the cities in the Northeast is celebrating something called group violence reduction coupled with Cure Violence, which is exactly what we did in the NOPD in our time with Mitch, and we reduced murder to a 30-year low. So there's things you can do, but you can't change birth rate cohorts. It's a combination of the both.
Somebody texted in about consent decree going away now. Is there going to be any noticeable difference in NOPD?
The consent decree always was, will always be, and after it's gone, will always be about one thing. Sergeants and lieutenants and captains doing their jobs. Not the officers only doing their job. It's the leadership. When police departments fall apart, Tommy, it's always the same thing. Usually pretty good policies, very poor implementation. The consent decree was meant to bolster the department to create the best policies, but more importantly, build the leaders to do the job that they are paid to do. They get special uniforms, different pay, different benefits, because they are expected to make the tough calls. And remember this, Tommy, there's a lot of talk about leadership, but this is true too. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
No is a complete sentence. Sometimes that's what supervisors have got to do. So we just want to keep looking for police leadership across the country to recognize that every now and then, no is a complete sentence when you see behavior that's inconsistent with the trust the community needs.
You know, I don't think you and I have ever had this conversation, but one Wednesday, as we take our deep dive, we're going to talk about the structure of leadership in the police department and what each person does, what the sergeant does,
sure.
what the lieutenant does, what the captain does, because I think it'd be a fascinating insight into how all of that works. And as you said, it is a very important part, if not the most important part of it.
Very happy to do so. I hope you have a great new year. I won't see you tonight to put you on my shoulders for the fireworks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just not going out tonight. But I hope
well,
you do.
I don't
I hope
care.
Everybody else does.
You don't have to put me on your shoulders to see the fireworks. Just don't stand in front of me. All right?
Tommy, you're the best. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sir. We appreciate all your contributions. Ronald Surpass, y'all all know who he is. I don't have to tell you that. Don't forget, tomorrow morning you can listen to Odyssey's year-end roundup from 5 till 9. We're going to explore 2025's most compelling stories in four parts: year in disasters, an in-depth look at the Texas floods, California wildfires, fires, Canadian smoke, and remembering Katrina 20 years later, plus year in crime, the terror attack in New Orleans, political violence against Charlie Kirk and Minnesota legislators, a cold case overview, Grand Blanc church attack, and the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. Also, year in business, the housing market, AI, retail, and what to expect in 2026. And finally, the year in offbeat news, the weirdest news of the year, stories about space, viral trends, and animals. What lessons can we learn from the stories 2025 as we count down to 2026? Don't miss our four-year would be a long time. Don't miss our four-hour Odyssey year-end roundup, New Year's morning, 5 to 9, right here on WWL and a free Odyssey app. We'll talk to Clancy Dubose when we come back, 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:48, 12 till 9. Due to my poor management skills, we're not going to have as much time with Clancy as I hoped we did. Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst, although I guess that's until midnight tonight. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir.
I'm sorry I didn't give you more advance notice about this. I was letting WWE.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yeah, I'll announce it. But you are the last interview I'm doing as a political commentator.
No kidding. I'm honored that you would do that. Because, man, let me tell you something. When I first got this job after coming from the music side, you terrified me. I was terrified of you, Clancy. I really was.
I'm not a scary person.
No, you're not, but you got the creds and you got all of that, and you did. You terrified me for a long time, and I'm being honest.
You've always been so kind to me, and I really appreciate that, my friend.
Well, let's talk about we're going to talk about this later another time. I want to talk about you. Did you have any idea when you were a kid that this is where it was going to wind up, or what did you want to be when you were a kid?
No way. But you know, it's interesting how life comes in a full circle. When I graduated from Holy Cross, a neighbor got me an interview with Phil Johnson because he knew I was interested in journalism. I was very interested in journalism. Worked on Holy Cross's newspaper, which was a very fine paper for a high school paper. And so I went down to see Mr. Johnson, and I thought I'd be in and out of there in 5 minutes. The first thing Phil said to me when I sat in his office, I was shaking like a leaf. He said, "So what do you want to do? You know, what's your ambition?" And with all the chutzpah that a 17-year-old would probably have, I said, well, I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to be on Channel 4 and give my opinion every day. And he smiled, and then he spent an hour and a half telling me his life story and, you know, how, you know, life took him on a long, winding road, as it were. And who knew that, you know, almost 40 years later, almost to the day, I would be doing commentaries on
that Channel
4.
That is awesome. That is a tremendous story. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, and it's and what makes it extra special is when I first went to Channel 4, I was not doing commentaries. I was simply their political analyst. So I was election night, you know, calling the elections, and then when as they've done since I went, this was in 2007, you know, they would call me when something big happened, like you do, and say, let's talk about this, and I'd give a little interview and analysis. And then in 2010, the news director at the time, Chris Slaughter, and I were talking. It was time for my contract to come up again. And I said, you know, I'd like to do a little more. I'd like to take on more responsibility somewhere. What if I did the editorials like Phil did, and I told him the story? And Chris loved the idea, but he says, we're not going to do editorials. He says, it's going to be you. I said, you don't want to call it a WWL editorial? He said, no, we're going to call it Clancy's Commentary because it's going to be you. I said, really? And he gave me the most, he said the most beautiful thing. He said, look, you're not bashful. He said, swing for the fences. And I remember that, swing for the fences. Now, what he meant was, you know, don't hold back. But,
right.
but also he knew that, you know, as a newspaper owner at the time, my wife and I owned Gambit, that I also had a sense of a hope, you know, I like to think that I had a sense of where the line is, you know,
boundaries.
Certain, you can only go so far.
Right.
I mean, there were boundaries, but he knew that I knew what the boundaries were. And as an owner of a media outlet, I knew that there were responsibilities, and that, you know, I wasn't going to put the station in jeopardy by saying something outrageous. So he said, just swing for the fences and go for it. And they've never told me not to talk about something or not to say something. You know, but I mean, I always sent in my scripts ahead of time, and every once in a while, the news director or the producer would say, do you want to say it like this? Or what about like that? You know, just,
well, it's
just
an editing process, right?
Exactly. And as an editor myself, I love good editing, and they were all excellent editors. So, yeah, and then I began my career a year later after meeting Phil. After my freshman year at college at LSUNO at the time, and it's going to be LSUNO again, see how things come full circle in life. I began my career as a summer intern at the Times-Picayune. And, you know, 6 weeks into my internship, I covered the Upstairs Lounge fire, which is one of the biggest stories of the last 50 years in New Orleans. And it changed my life in many ways. It really did. And, you know, a few months later, well, at the end of the summer, I was supposed to just go back to school and not be an intern anymore. And I loved it so much that they told me, just stay on, just keep coming in. And as long as you get paid, don't make any noise. So that's how I got hired.
Have you?
And then I ended my career at the Times-Picayune. And when John George's bought Gambit, I was back in the fold of the Picayune, the Advocate, and Gambit, and I ended my career, again, full circle.
It always comes full circle. That's strange, indeed.
I feel so blessed, and so I'm so grateful that I've had this kind of life. But it's not like I planned it. It's just, I tell people all the time, I feel like I was Forrest Gump of journalism, just kind of skipping through, dum-da-dum-dum. You know?
Right, Clancy, right. Right? That's what they're saying?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it that way.
Right, Clancy, right. So are you going to still be involved at all, or just you're done? You're just stepping away?
No, I'm stepped away from journalism completely. In fact, I'm going to do a radio interview on Monday with Newell, but it's going to be like this. It's going to be a reflective, you know, kind of looking back at my career. Talking to Newell about things that I've learned, and but you told me you wanted to talk about, you know, LaToya Cantrell's legacy. So
we did, but time, I just changed
do,
it.
We can still do that.
Well, we only have a minute left. You can come back, and maybe if you can extend the rules one more time, maybe we'll talk about LaToya Cantrell's legacy.
For you, Tommy, I will.
Let me tell you real quick. You know, do you remember Bob Ruby?
Oh, sure.
Bob Ruby was
he was
driving a Cadillac the size of an Endymion float, and I was changing a headlight in his car at Firestone in high school. I was working in, at Firestone in high school, and I talked to him about getting a radio, et cetera, and he said what I would tell anybody today, which is don't do it. And I ignored him, and you talk about full circle. My story is somewhat like yours in that now I'm sitting in the same chair, not well, literally, it is the same chair because you've seen the studios. We've not updated anything, but literally the same job that he had. And I can fully appreciate what you mean about coming full circle.
Yeah. I mean, he practically invented talk radio.
He did.
I mean,
that's exactly right. He was a legend, and he was the best at it. Clancy, my friend, thank you. Happy New Year. I appreciate
thank
your efforts
you,
throughout the year and everything
same to
else.
You and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Take it easy. We'll take a break for traffic or not. No traffic, just taking a break here on WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.